Agora eu te explico Parsha of Nazir. Parsha called Nazir is somebody who the Torah teaches us. Nazir is somebody the Torah teaches us. The Torah teaches us that has a Kedushas Nazir on it. Yeah, that's why he goes his hair goes on, that's like a nazir, like a crown on his head. And Nazir is somebody very, very special. He has Kedushas Nazir. And that's why, because he's so holy. And Nazir, he's not allowed to be metamed to a mess. And Nazir is not allowed to come in contact with any mess. So much so, even Aviv V'imoy, well, it's not, even though we know a regular Kohen has Kedusha to him, but if one of his seven closest relatives is nifty, he's allowed to have contact, he's allowed to bury them, he's allowed to contact. A Nazir, he's not allowed to. And not a, who else is like that? I'm going to say a Kohen Gadol, beautiful. So, Kohen Gadol, also, we know that a Kohen Gadol, if Chas V'Shalom Kohen Gadol hears that one of his relatives is nifty, he also cannot be contact. However, let's say a guy is a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir.
That's a shame of the day.
It's not so positive. He's a Nazir now. He's a Kohen Gadol also. The same thing for sure. He has shtei kedushas on him. But when the Gemara learns out, the Gemara in Brachos Yutes, he's a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir. He can't mitama for stam or any of his tribe. But he is mitama. He has kedushas. He's a Nazir. He's a Kohen Gadol. He has many kedushas on him. The holy of the holies. Mam is the holy of the holies. And Nazir and a Kohen Gadol is the holy of the holies. He's a holy for being Nazir. We're singing the holy of the holies here. He's a holy in Chavin. He's a Nazir who's a holy guy, and he's also holy because he's the Kohen Gadol. He's a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir. So holy. Yet, if there's a body that's dead, a dead body on the street, and no one's around it, that Kohen Gadol has to go on mitam himself to take care of the meis mitzvah. For a meis mitzvah, the mitam himself. Even though, as we said, for relatives, no. And even though he has so much kedusha, but if he sees Yankel Pfefferkorn, the schmaltzering salesman, or he sees Richtenstein, Shlomo Richtenstein, Chas V'Shalom. I never heard of a person like that. Whatever, he sees a guy and dead on the field, and no one's taking care of him. This Kohen Gadol with his Shmoyne Begadim, with his eighth Begadim, and he's a Nazir with his long hair. He has to go and get rid of his, and now he has to do the Mizirus again. He's a Mitama. He has a Mitama for the Meis Mitzvah. Unbelievable Kiddush, what's the word? The Teretz is that a meis mitzvah, Rabbi Yosef, represents a bizoyan to the body. The body's lying with a bizoyan. When a person has that mitzvah, a person has to show it, lower layer, shouldn't have it to it. But there's a bizoyan to the body, a person has to get, not think about it. It's an unbelievable for his own family to help out with his own family. He doesn't get involved, he's too kaddish for it. But he sees a dead body there. Now, if the family member is also a base mitzvah, of course he does it also, but no, the other people take care of it. No, that's just to give extra cover, that's just a personal thing. When it comes to the fact that the body's wrong, the design, no one's taking care of the body, this person who's a Kohen Gadol, the holy is a Nazir, there's so much Kedusha, Shtei Kedushas, he has to be Tame for the base mitzvah. Unbelievable Kiddush, Rebosah. And you saw that Varim is, Rebosah, because the base mitzvah is a bizoyan, is a desecration of humanity taking place over here. There's a bizoyan, a desecration of humanity. When it comes to that, a person has to defile his great kedusha to take care of that bizoyan. Because when there's a bizoyan, as well, it's not a bald bizoyan, it's an extra cover, and he goes also, but it's not like bizoyan, this place will take care of it. You give the extra cover, you don't have to. But when it's lying bizoyan, when is it? When is it? When is it? When is it? disgracing of humanity. When I think it's longing to be disgraceful, when a human body is longing disgraceful in the era of that, then a person has to go to all lengths. He has to be chalal, but there shouldn't be a disgrace done to such a body of us. I think there's such an amoredic and lesson in this, and the yisoid of us, of the own lachaver of us, as we call it about all this. The lesson being is that no matter how high your horse is, get off your high horse, get off who you are, and look for the that there shouldn't be disgrace done to any individual person. Look that the person has his self-respect. Don't, in any way, Rabbi said, that the person is going to be put to shame, he's going to be in a matter of shame. You have to be vater on your own covet that somebody shouldn't be left in shame, Rabbi said. Should be in shambles, should be shamed. But this is so important, Rabbi said. We understand that how the Torah looks on the shaming of a dead person, but not even a live person. Just because his body's lying there and it's put to shame because it's lying there, no one's taking care of it. A live person, Rabbi said. The shaming. How you have to be so careful, Rabbi said. Not to take away the self-respect and give the proper respect, the positive respect to a human, Rabbi said, no matter how great we are, no matter how high this Kohen Gadol is, no matter how lofty he is, no matter how kedusha he has, the fact that he's a Nazir also, what a kedusha, what an unbelievable person he must be. But when it comes now that this body should be beshamed, put all your kedusha, put it to the side, let it go, and make sure this body is not put to shame with us. So Kal v'chomer, Rabbi said, that's a dead body. Kal v'chomer to a live person, Rabbi said. How much we have to defend and guard and be careful about the self-respect of a human being, Rabbi said. How many times we don't know how to show respect to somebody, Rabbi said. Not only that, we shame a person. We trample his self-respect. And every old godel in the world, Rabbi said, every great person understood that when it comes to self-respect of somebody, that we have to be careful to guard it. We have to be careful to look on a person and not trample his self-respect. Not put him down. How many of the times we're not careful we put people down? We don't look on a person in the right way from a person. Don't look at a person. We see in front of us a tzelem elokim. We see a holy neshama. We see somebody so special, even if it's not the same madrega as us. But self-respect. To guard a person's self-respect. There was a great Jew, Rabbi Sa, that lived in FDR Drive. And there was a Moshe Feinstein. And I hold that every yeshiva bacha should read this book. Not because we're going to become the Madrega of Moshe's learning. We won't get to the Madrega of Moshe's learning. But as Rabbi Dovid Feinstein writes in that Dhamma, that even if a person won't be able to get to the learning of Moshe Feinstein, but to learn from the midos and the ways of Moshe. I hold it should be mandatory reading for every single yeshiva book. Besides learning Chumash and Nesh, you should learn the book of Moshe to see the self-respect that he held for people of Israel. There was a Russian lady that called him every Arab Shabbos, the Gadol HaGadol HaDor, he's dealing intricate childs from all over the world that are calling him to permit, pull out the plug, can we pull out the plug? What about this person who was in a Chas V'Shalom car crash? What's the halachas? Shabbos, can you mechal Shabbos? What happened? Is a fire that broke out in the building. What are we allowed to do? Shabbos. What about this person? He's this Shiloh and that child. Such Shiloh is a Bosak. And this lady used to call up with a Shiloh also every week, this Russian lady. What was her Shiloh? The Moshe, could you please tell me what time Shabbos is this week? Very serious Shiloh, a Bosak. Every single Friday, the Moshe could have been in the middle of the most interesting Shiloh, the most serious Shiloh. He's interviewing somebody about an Aguna, a woman that's not permitted to marry because her husband might be alive, and he has to take witnesses, and he has to know Can he believe the witness? Does the witness believe? There's a shaila if the woman can go get married, if the children will be mamzerim. Ding, ding, ding. And the other shmuz, who is it? Mrs. Yanukovsky, the Russian lady, yes, what is it? Reb Moshe, what time is Shabbos this week? Excuse me, lady. Buy a calendar! We could get a little excited, but please, pick up on the local floor. Or donate money to the Tel Yeshiva, and don't pick the charos, let's go for the calendar. I could have just told her very, very calmly, you know, every single week, 4:37 is candlelight. Thank you very much. Have a beautiful Shabbos. Ding, ding, ding. Next Friday, emergency shaila. Someone just called. He had a bullet moment. Should they operate? Where's his family? 1 second. It's a call. Important call. Another line. Mrs. Yanukov, what time is Shabbos this week? 4:57. Had a wonderful Shabbos. What's the Shabbos? But Moshe knew how much she had, her self-respect was close. She probably went bragging sure that she called Moshe to get the thing. And even if not, it felt so good that Moshe finally answered her question. Or Moshe was busy with the whole world, but it saved her self-respect. And this is what you say, Moshe. That story happened when Moshe was, 75, was the God of Adar already, this famed rabbi, and now Moshe Feinstein, at the age of 20 years old, was a single bachur of a sign when he became rav of a certain city. And the Maisa, he didn't have a place to stay, so they gave him lodging, and there was a lady that cooked for him. And this lady used to every week say, give him, a portion every day, and she cooked for him. And the Maisa, at the end of the day, when Moshe would eat the food, 1 week, his sister came to visit him, and she came to see the Moshe, and she said, Moshe, how are you doing? You're looking like you're getting a little bigger. You're gaining some weight over there. He said, my cook's name is Hanina, so I have, Baruch Hashem, He said, listen, what happens is I eat my food, the cook makes me food, I eat the food, and she sees the plate clean, so she piles up. I eat the food because I don't want to make a feel, but so I eat it. I make a feel, but I just eat all the food. I eat up the food, and she sees the plate is empty, so she puts on another portion. And I eat that also. She puts another portion. I eat that also. And they said, at the end she says, she says, wow, it's very good. Can I join you for lunch? Said, yeah, sure, come. She'll bring a portion for you. Pizza, her name is Mrs. Small, and it was there, so she ate money. She ate lunch with her brother that day. And Moshe Feinstein, she takes the first bite, puts it in her mouth. She now spits it out. She said, it tastes like kerosene, mamish. It tastes like poison. The food is so disgusting. But Moshe was eating 2 to 3 portions of this stuff every single day. She said, and he was getting fat, so much he got fat from it. She said that she never tasted such bad food in her life. She spit it out. She had to go wash her mouth out. And she took the plate and gave it to, the Moshe said, I'll eat that also. But anyway, she had to go to the restroom to get rid of any remnants that was in her mouth. And her Moshe would eat 2 to 3, whatever portions of it. Why? The lady, she said, yes. She asked her Moshe, I understand. He said, it's good for me. Obviously, she understood that Moshe would eat every 2 or 3 portions. She put it and said, you can imagine Moshe finished the plate finding. Oh, how about some more? No more for me. No, yeah, please. Have some more. And you have a dog under the table, come on. Or some, nap. You go to somebody's house, you have like 6 napkins over there. Oh, you must have a cold. The schnitzel on one napkin and the coleslaw on the other napkin. I can mess up my coleslaw. Oh, you must have a beard cold. What's that leaning out of the thing? Oh, it's nothing. I just cover it up. And you come out of it, after that shop. Shlomo, your pockets are also full. You took a doggy bag with all the extra. No, go to the garbage, bro. The schnitzel, the thing. Here, Moshe eating 2 degrees, hanging in. Oh, you love it so much, having some more mashed potatoes. And Moshe is eating away. Why not to save the self-respect of us? You have to understand how far the Torah, why wants us to care for somebody's self-respect. The person, the human being, has self-respect. Not chas v'shalom, a dead person. No, the chal v'choyer from a live person, but that the self-respect has to be so guarded. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to look at this, the Selam Elokim. Look at this person as somebody special. Don't put him down. Have self-respect. You're in the lunchroom. Don't knock him over when you're going to get your Mount Everest salad. Don't knock him over. Let him also climb Mount Everest one day. You can't be the only one to climb Mount Everest. And let him also get a portion. Knock him down. Beat him up. Just so you should get your portion. Be kind and considerate. And show a person that I hold of you. You're somebody. I'm not the only person in the world, Rabbi Yisrael. When a person understands that, Rabbi Yisrael, learns to be a true man, Rabbi Yisrael. You know, okay, Rabbi Yisrael, it's a godless Rabbi Yisrael, but it's the only thing Rabbi Yisrael understood the self-respect of this woman. If I'm going to go ahead and make a face or do something, this woman will be hurt very, very badly, Rabbi Yisrael. You have to understand that, Rabbi Yisrael. You have to understand that this is something so important, Rabbi Yisrael. It's no gear our lives now. It's okay, Rabbi Yisrael, we get married. It's okay, our whole life. Show self-respect for our wives. Might not like the food. You come home and say, oh, this is garbage. What are you serving? Garbage. We won't work on it for days. It could be it is garbage. That's what I mean. You don't tell her that, Rabbi Yisrael. You take a napkin and you put it under the table. Or you force it down. You know, you get one of the eitzah, but she's not looking. You have this clothespins. You put it on your nose quickly. And you shovel it down without to get it down. This is eitzah, how to get it down, Rabbi Yisrael. Or to make believe. But not to injure the self-respect, Rabbi Yisrael, of another human being. You could tell also, but you have to know, Rabbi Yisrael, not to hurt the self-respect, Rabbi Yisrael. That's what the Torah is teaching. You know, how high you are, how great you are. When it comes to self-respect, you have to lower it and understand the other person. So Rabbi Yisrael, you still have to be a true man, a true emistic, a man that the Torah wanted. And Moshe, Rabbi Yisrael, mandatory reading material to understand these mice and come from a regular human being, and we can learn, we can aspire for that. And be true mention of God, say real mention, and be a source of pride and nachas to the very other.